He was being facetious, I think.
Oh, okay.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the blessings you've given us. Again, we come before you, the great God that you are, and we are amazed, God. We just thank you so much for the blessings you pour out upon us. And we want to thank you for salvation again and your son that you sent to die upon a cross for us. We pray, God, that you'd be with us today and through this week, and just give us guidance in all we do. Help us to make decisions that would be pleasing to you, pleasing to your kingdom, God. Pray for those that might need your helping, healing, and comforting hand, and we just lift those all up to you and pray again that you'd be with them. Just watch over us here in the county and be with those that are making decisions for the county. These things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mrs. White, do you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, Monday, August 7th, 2017, 9:03 a.m. We have no public comment. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
I make it a motion to approve accounts payable, check number 446132 through 446187, warrants 6819 through 6823. There are no journal entries.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes. And I have, let's see, for July 31st, 2017.
Within the executive minutes, I don't remember.
We do also have executive minutes for July 31st, 2017.
Make a motion to approve the previous minutes for July 31st, 2017.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Make a motion to approve the executive minutes of July 31st, 2017.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I need the period of the payroll.
We just do the payroll. Just a second. Approval of payroll.
Make a motion to approve the payroll.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Purchasing Card Policy.
Guys, Joanna had started working on this even before you got the audit, because we saw the draft of the audit and they made us a couple of suggestions there. We actually had gone through that, I guess, probably about a year ago and made a couple of changes you guys did not approve at that time, so we had that kind of ready to go. I think this morning we made two minor changes. One of those was we left out the line about $200 so that we were matching up with our purchasing policy, and then also where we want departmental sign-in, sign-out forms only for departmental cards. Do you have any questions or comments about that?
For the record, that's our county auditor, Rick Finley, speaking.
Thank you.
You said that was part of, that's when the card is in an individual's name, isn't it? Wasn't that what the outside auditor had said? When the card was in the individual's name, there should be a sign-in, sign-out?
If it's a departmental card, there should be a sign-in, sign-out. If it's in an individual's name, it really shouldn't be anybody but that individual using it. And actually, the purchase card policy says that.
So if there's cards that are in individual names that are being shared with someone else, we need to probably change those to a departmental card. If the card is in yours or Mike's name, you should be the only one using that card.
So are there cards out there in individual names?
Most of the cards are in individual names. There's a few that are departmental. We have an accounts payable card that's kept in our office that if someone, I think the assessor's office uses it once in a while to make a purchase online because they don't have one of their own. And so they come over and borrow that card. We check it out to them. They make that online purchase and then go on.
This is something maybe we need to discuss because I'm going to use the collector's, for example. The collector had a card because the county went to, you have to do your online purchasing on office supplies.
Office Max and stuff, yes.
So there was a card, and it was in the collector's name, and the outside auditor then wrote up that it should be in the individual's name. So then now that card is in the individual's name. So we kind of need clarification.
Yeah, well, there's kind of a difference of, you know, and we have to decide what we want to do. Our outside auditor did say that there should be in individual names only, and that's great. I feel like that it's important for us to have some departmental cards. Now, I don't want very many of those because I want somebody that's going to be watching those. You know, we ask that they be locked in a drawer if they're not being used. And so I think we should have some of those that are available as departmental cards and then follow this procedure with those. All others should be in individual names. And if you have a card in your name, you are responsible for it. You shouldn't probably, I wouldn't, if I had a card in my name, I wouldn't want somebody else using it, having access to it.
Right. The only one that you would share would be the departmental card.
Yes.
Not the individual.
That's card. The way I would prefer.
I understand.
And if we need to change some of those back, if there's one in the collector's office that's in collector's, or if it says a personal name rather than collector's office, then we can get those changed back real quickly.
And I'm sure there probably are in other departments based upon what the auditor at that time had her do.
Joanne is the one that takes care of these, and I don't know. She could probably tell you right off the top of her head yes or no. If that is the case, then we'll need to get those taken care of.
I know that in the clerk's office, we have a card that is in Donna's name. Then we have a card that says County Clerk's Office. Okay. That card is kept in a locked box until unless we're going to the post office and the person picking up the post office takes the card with them in case there's any return mail that we have to pay for before we can get it. And that's about the only time it comes out of that box unless you're doing a purchase online.
And that's what we like to see, so that they're doing exactly what we want it to be. And now, if they haven't turned in a log, we're going to ask them to turn in a log of when it's checked out.
Okay. Then, yes, we do need to go through our cards and make sure that...
And Joanna can do that very quickly, let me tell you.
I know she's very good at that and understand that she's out with her daughter right now.
Yeah, but...
Who's expecting and had been in...
It's a pretty serious condition, yeah.
With that understanding that the cards will be checked and it will go in the department's name, and then you're saying that's what this sign-out sheet is for.
If someone needs a departmental card, they need to let us know. Joanna can take care of that. And the credit card company we're dealing with is very good to take care of very quickly, too. So if there's something that's in a personal name that they would prefer to have in a departmental name and follow the rules of locking it and logging it and things like that, we'll take care of them real quickly.
So, Mr. Schofield doesn't have any more questions?
I don't.
Okay. Then I make the motion that we approve the Tannehill County purchasing card policy as presented.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Agreement for Voter Registration, Printing, and Mailing Services, number 17-106C. I have a letter from Mr. Cotty dated July 27th. He's reviewed the proposed agreement for voter registration, printing, and mailing services and approves it to form. The agreement is with Edward J. Rice Company, Incorporated, and provides for voter registration, printing, and mailing services, and as described in the bid documentation attached to the agreement, as ordered by the county.
So the agreement between is Rice and the county, or does it give it that charge?
Yes, it's an agreement between Taney County and then Edward J. Rice Company, Incorporated. Herein the contractor.
I make agreement. I approve the agreement, make the motion for the voter registration, printing, and mailing services from Edward J. Rice and Taney County, file number 17-106C.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I just wanted to say that Edward J. Rice got contacted us already at the county clerk's office, and they was very impressed with the fact that Taney County goes on and does the agreements the proper way. So I just want to let you all know that they was impressed that they's getting an agreement from us instead of just going off of the bid as an agreement.
That statement is by?
Wesley Shoemaker, Chief Deputy of the County Clerk's Office.
Thank you. That's good to hear.
Thank you. July 2017 Personal Property Add-on Report.
Good morning. Wesley from the clerk's office again. Personal Property Add-on Report. This here's a report for the month of July of personal property that's been added on to the assessor's books. It's brought to y'all monthly for to be put into the minutes and be accepted.
I make a motion that we accept the personal property add-ons done from July 1st, 2017 through July 31st, 2017 for a personal property.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And that's all I have for today. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, sir.
Amendment to easement on Old Hart Road. I have a letter dated July 27th from Mr. Cotty. He's reviewed the amendment number 2 to the easement number, DACW03297402, Bull Shoals Lake, Taney County, Missouri, and which was submitted by the Secretary of the Army, and he approves it to form. And I'll make a motion to approve the amendment to easement on Old Hart Road, file number 17-105, Roden Bridge.
Second.